The next patient is John Long. The last name is L-O-N-G. First name is John, J-O-H-N. This is a clinical case of an 85-year-old male who is a Navy veteran that is following the practice because CKD stage 4 going into CKD 5. The patient had obstructing nephropathy that was generated from the urinary bladder. The patient is followed by the urologist, Dr. Povi, P-O-V-I. He is followed on regular basis. And he says that at the present time, he doesn't have any trouble urinating. The reason for me to discuss this obstructive uropathy with reflux is because it's making an impact in the kidney function and probably is the main reason for the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has remained stable with the serum creatinine that is reported in May 20th of 2024, 3.72, with a BUN of 69 and an estimated EFR of 15 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the protein creatinine ratio is 540 milligrams per gram of creatinine. At this point, the patient is not a candidate for the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor or the administration of non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia. For reasons that are not clear to me, this patient is taking potassium supplementation. We are going to stop the potassium supplementation in view of a potassium of 5.4. A low potassium diet was emphasized, and he's taking a metolazone 2.5 milligrams three times a week, and he has maintained the potassium at a pretty close to normal level. Following number, the patient has a bacteriuria and hematuria that is most likely associated to the bladder process that is going on, that is followed by the urologist, and we don't have the particulars of that situation, period. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup.